from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, we're bringing the latest on a billionaire-backed PAC that attempted to oust Governor Larry Rodin in his attempt for the GOP nomination for governor, a look at that race, and even more. It's Thursday, July 30th. Here are today's stories. A billionaire who was critical in financially backing Texas's private school voucher agenda is attempting to influence South Dakota politics. Libertarian Jeff Yass fully funded a federal super political action committee, which can fundraise and disperse as much money as it chooses, that attempted to influence South Dakota's governor race. Yass is one of the richest individuals in the world. He used that wealth to attack Rodin in his pursuit of the GOP nomination for governor. The School Freedom Fund has been attacking incumbent Governor Larry Rodin as far back as May. Ads and mailers from the Super PAC have focused on Rodin's tax policy, not school choice or private vouchers. The ads largely call Rodin a big-taxin' career politician. Rodin's repeatedly disputed the claims. The Win It Back PAC, also funded by Yass, ran similar attacks against Rodin this cycle. It's something Rob Munson, executive director of the School Administrators of South Dakota, says state residents should take note of, regardless of their views on state-funded vouchers.
Every South Dakotan should be concerned when anyone from outside of our state, our beliefs, our base, anyone trying to influence people in South Dakota or put people into power in South Dakota to align with someone else's ideology.
According to an article from the Washington Post, Yass said he planned to eye South Dakota's governor race. That same article credits political contributions from Yass as critical to passing private school voucher legislation in Texas. Munson opposes using state dollars for private schools. He says the state already has enough issues supporting public K-12 schools in the state as is. He's unsure if there will continue to be a push from out-of-staters to promote school vouchers in South Dakota. But
big dollar people and people with ideas that they want to see get started always kind of look for a path of least resistance to try and get a foothold. And it seems like in some cases, South Dakota is that place.
South Dakota is participating in a federal program that allows donors to give funds to private, public, or home schools as a tax credit. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. Larry Rodin has won the Republican gubernatorial runoff after a hard-fought primary cycle. If elected in November, he would be the first governor in recent history to be voted in from West River. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
The only other recent West River governor in state history, Walter Dale Miller, inherited the desk and proceeded to lose it in the next election. Yet, despite three challengers and a similar story, Governor Larry Rodin has a chance to break that narrative come November. At a watch party in Rapid City, Rodin supporters were in a celebratory mood, yet surprised at the margin of victory. Rodin defeated Aberdeen business owner Toby Doden by a spread of over 40 percentage points. Rapid City State House Representative Mike Derby was an early adopter of Rodin's campaign.
The path was unexpected when Governor Noem resigned and went on to bigger and better things and made a lieutenant governor. That was unexpected. I think we all understand that. But he served that first year, finished out that term, did a great job.
Derby says he believes Rodin's ability to get funding of a new prison over the finish line, a matter that became a political boondoggle over the last few legislative sessions, earned him goodwill among the state's Republican voters. That includes East River, where the cultural appeal often breaks more Midwestern compared to Mountain West across the river. Notably, Rodin did not wear his trademark cowboy hat to his election night watch party hosted in Sioux Falls. It was voters like Minnehaha County resident Jocelyn Lewis who gave Rodin the nod, leading him to carry the state's largest county by 10,000 votes. Lewis said her decision came down to the buzzer, but she turned to the man with history in the state house.
I wasn't sure till I walked through the door, but I feel like he has the experience, and I hate to say this because I don't know the other person personally, but I don't get the vibe that he is on the defensive all the time.
Previously, Doden invested $4 million of his own capital into his effort, a figure that undoubtedly increased his visibility on the campaign trail. Rodin next faces Dan Ahlers, former state lawmaker and current chair of the state Democratic Party, in the November general election. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
The Crow Creek Sioux Tribe is receiving $1.4 million from a federal grant to establish a recycling and composting program on the reservation. The funding comes from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency through their Solid Waste Infrastructure for Recycling Grant Program. The goal of these grants is to improve local waste management systems to create a stronger and more cost-effective U.S. municipal solid waste recycling system. The Fort Belknap Indian community in Montana is also receiving $1.5 million from the EPA, meaning almost $3 million are being put towards tribal solid waste infrastructure. The EPA says these grants create long-term solutions to reduce burdens on landfill capacity, create new jobs, and improve quality of life. The Aberdeen City Council is planning three public input sessions for the development of an ordinance regulating data centers. The first is for data center representatives. It'll be held August 17th. The second, for related business interests, is August 31st. The third is for the general public. That'll take place September 14th at a special meeting of the City Council. The Aberdeen Insider reports the City Council hopes to have a new data center ordinance approved by the end of November. These public meetings aim to inform the creation of that ordinance. South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is proposing new legislation he says could strengthen national security through quantum science. Last month, the Trump administration released an executive order directing the government to prioritize quantum information science technology. The proposed National Quantum Readiness Act directs the Department of War and the Secretary of Defense to develop projects using quantum science and increase domestic access to it. Rounds says quantum technologies are critical to the future of warfighting and strengthening defense systems. He's partnering with Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut on the legislation. Multi-million-dollar paydays are in store for those involved in the sale of a Tyrannosaurus rex fossil that was unearthed in South Dakota. The fossil, nicknamed Gus, sold at auction for over $50 million. Hill City paleontologist Peter Larson tells South Dakota Newswatch some of that goes to Sotheby's. That's the New York auction house that sold the fossil. All told, that leaves around $38 million to be split between the owner of the Harding County Ranch where the T-Rex was found and the Texas company that excavated it. Larson says he doesn't know what type of split they agreed to, but said his own past excavations were 50-50 splits. The deadline is approaching for residents interested in state assistance to control prairie dog encroachment. The state of South Dakota offers a program to help landowners facing prairie dog issues. It's jointly operated by the Departments of Game, Fish, and Parks and Agriculture and Natural Resources. GF&P helps landowners who are seeing prairie dogs encroaching from public land. DANR helps when there's problems between two private landowners. The deadline to apply for assistance is August 15th. You can find details at sdpb.org/news. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.